minutes 38 remaining. Lead by 10 points. It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sandilands, the big fist.
Hello, welcome back. We're kicking off another season. A lot of people probably know if we'll be coming back, Jaddy, but we're here.
Hey, all mate, we were always coming back. Me and you get too bored during the season to not, like, you know, have a little outlet.
It's just kicking off. It's kicking off way too early in a hot part of the Pilbara environment to be thinking that we're starting a football season. But I'm starting to get excited.
How hot's it up there? Oh, what, round zero didn't get you excited?
Round zero, yeah. Nah, we'll get into that a little later. That was, mate.
Oh, that's on the list. That's on the list. Don't you worry about that.
NRL heads over to Las Vegas, and the AFL's like, well, what are we going to come up with? And they're like, round zero.
I saw a thing that was like AFL looking for something that was worse than AFLX, and they found it.
Oh,
opening round.
But no, it's good to be back. I don't know what season are we up to. It's like,
oh, Dork Talk. I don't know. Yeah, do the YouTube days count?
They should. I think
if anyone besides Duck and you and me listened to it when we just would post stuff to YouTube, can you let us know? Because that's funny. And I feel like there's a couple of hats left that we owe people. So I feel like you get a hat if you can prove that you listen to us on YouTube in like 2018 or whenever we started.
And that was back when we were syncing. We'd save each other's audio and then sync it.
Yeah.
And sometimes over the length of the episode, one person's recording would be slightly quicker.
Yeah. So then it'd be out of sync. Duck, that's Duck's favorite. Is the out of sync episode.
Yeah. Impressed that people listen to that long to discover it, I suppose. It's good. Thanks, Duck, for tuning in for that long to listen to Juddy get a little bit quicker.
So, always a little bit quicker than you, to be fair, Monkey, but that's fine. What's been happening? How's your off-season been?
Yeah, good. Yeah, busy. Back up in the heat working. I'm looking forward to footy season up here this year.
What's your travel season? What's your travel plans coming down to Perth this year? Because I need to know when you're going to be coming to games.
No plans yet to make it to any football at this stage. A few things. What have you got? Is there a Tassie trip that you've got planned, or what have you got scheduled?
Do we go to Tassie? I can't remember. We might do, but it might be in the rounds where we don't know when our fixtures are yet. You know how there's those like round 13 onwards or whatever? We don't know the dates. Or we know the dates.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know the weekend, you just don't know the date or the time. But yeah, no away trip plan yet, but in town for all the home games, hopefully. Should be good.
Well, did you want to start by going through the fixture? I know you've sent me through agenda here.
I thought you guys would find funny, particularly the OG people that used to hear Monty screeching in the background. Monty's my wife's pet bird. So the cat, we were at our local cafe, the one where I see all the Dockers, about four, maybe a month or two ago now. And I'm sort of like waiting for my wife to go get a coffee and bring them out. And I sort of heard this bird, and it sounded heaps like literally what you would have heard on the audio, the bird screeching. Like, and I was like, oh, that sounds heaps like Monty. Anyway, Beck comes out of the cafe. She's like, there is definitely a cockatiel in that tree just by the sound. And so we go and have a look, and there's this little like Monty looking bird up this tree. She's like, you've got to get it down. It's a pet. It's scared. So I climb up this tree. This tree was fucking huge as well. Like, I had to like launch up into the tree, like 2 meters high to get into the landing of it. And then once I was there, I had to go like another of my height, like 180 centimeters to get this bird. So I was like maybe nearly approaching 4 meters high.
And it didn't want to take off.
Nah, man, it was pretty like freaked out. Got this bird. So I grabbed it, like bit me a little bit, but it was relatively gentle. Brought it
go
down.
Away, Jaddy.
And now we have two birds.
Oh, you got two birds?
Yes. Yeah. We were like trying to find the owners. We couldn't find them. We're like posting posters up around the cafe. And also literally posters, found the bird. And then on the Facebook groups, like there's lost birds and stuff. And no one thought it was their bird. So now we have two birds. And we called it Minty. So it's Minty and Monty.
Oh, double screeching.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone's like released the bird because they're like, oh, I'm sick of this bird. And then they just see all these posters.
Honestly, there's some lady who's like a big bird lady in Perth. There's a thing.
Was pet like, detective. Oh,
literally pet detective, but birds only. Was like, hey, I think it might be this person's bird. They lost a bird and they live like literally a street away from the cafe we found it.
And oh, so she's a pet similar. Detective.
And we're like, cool. And so we contact this lady. We're like, hello, we think we've got your bird. Like, feel free to come around and see it. Like, we're like, sweet, we found the bird's owner. And she's like, no, it doesn't look quite like the bird, so we won't come and see it. And I was like, excuse fucking me. Like, we literally found a bird that looks like yours around the corner from your house. Anyway, that's my little
mate,
rant.
If I...
She definitely just didn't want a bird anymore.
If I kept every black cat I seen randomly in Port Hedland, I'd have like 50 cats.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should have 50 cats.
Mate,
it would definitely help with the rat problem you've got.
There's that many Pilbara Panthers. There's just that many black stray cats that just roam around. It's so hot. I don't understand why they flourish so well in the heat.
Because they're hell lazy. They like sleep throughout the day and stuff.
But yeah, it's good to hear you got two birds. Hopefully are we going to get double interrupted?
Well, they're in a separate room. The new place we're in is quite good. There's a little like front office thing, so that's where I am
bird
at the
room.
Moment. So it'd be quite conducive to episodes at any time of the day. It's quite nice. The studio that I was in previously, not so conducive if someone else is home, but this is currently pretty good.
Good stuff.
What else happened in off season? Anything else you want to talk about?
Nah. I don't have any real good stories.
You reading The West Australian at all?
Oh, definitely. Well, football-wise, a lot of sympathy and stuff for poor Harley Reid.
I agree. Heaps of sympathy. The poor kid got hit in the nuts and was the back page. Did you say that?
I seen that he got ranked in the top 10 best...
Best players. He got literally 2 days ago, he got hit in the nuts at training and went down for like 10 seconds. And they were like, Harley Reid, like, despite the hit, should debut still. It's like, poor guy can't get hit in the nuts at training without being on the back page.
Yeah. And they're in a world of trouble this season.
They're going to get flogged, man.
He does look like a good build and someone who'll grow into a good player, but. I mean, you can kind of see why the Bulldogs held off on Ugel. Like, you know how they just like kind of wouldn't play him and just was happy for him to plot along and just find his feet a bit. And he was always, they were always under pressure to play him.
Yeah.
You kind of see Shimura. How you just want to like, you just want to give him a bit of time, like, so they're comfortable. And because.
Well, that's the curse of pick one, yeah? Like, everyone expects you to be awesome straight away.
And who would have thought, mate? I'm looking at the positives of him. He got rid of Peter Sumich. Like,
how good's that? Peter Sumich goes to write like a mildly negative article and then gets the bin. I both feel for Peter Sumich, but also it's like that's the best decision they've ever made.
When Peter Sumich, you know how he does player ratings? Do you reckon he just sits on a recliner and someone's just like
reads him stats. He does not have any footage up. He's just like, I want to know what the vibe of the game was. And he'll be like, how'd this guy look in the first quarter? Yeah, right. I'll give him a C, yeah? I'll give him a 6 out of 10.
I just imagine they spit out names and he's like, yeah, 3, 4, 6, 2.
I reckon he's got cards and he holds them up. Like, yeah.
He's like out of town.
It'd be funny if the Dockers or the Eagles players did like a gag thing at the end of the season where they went through all of the ratings they got. And then, like, depending on the rating each week, they had to do, like, a shot or, like, you know, shots of beer or something. It's like,
they should do Brownlow.
Suma gave you a 3 out of 10. Yeah, they should do, like,
Sumich Brownlow.
That would be good gags. Just like them having a little combined Sumas Brownlow, all the Dockers and Eagles.
We should track it. Oh, but yeah. He's been sacked. He's been sacked now.
Maybe we should do little Suma predictions. Oh, yeah, shit. What's he going to do? Is he going to post them, like, on the internet, on Facebook?
He'll
only?
Be with... Surely he's been picked up by Perth now or something.
He's the sort of dude that would only be on Facebook, none of the other social medias as well. And getting done by all the scams and stuff as well.
Look forward to... look forward to seeing him play and whatnot, but... Yeah, don't.
So, do you want to go through the fixtures? I'm keen for that.
Well, just having a look at the year.
Just quietly, like I've sent you like two messages about what we should talk about this week, like this episode, and you've been like, "Yeah, cool, sounds good." And then we get into the episode, and you're like, "Oh, should we do fixtures?" Or
I'm looking at what you
don't message me about it or give me.
I thought you would know how many Sunday games we got this year.
I don't know, man. I can count them. We only have times and dates up until round 15. But I can count them. We play up at we had a Sunday up at in Darwin, Alice Springs. Sorry, it's pretty cool against Melbourne.
So the last rolling fixture for the last 9 rounds. Where do you think that comes from?
We got 4 Sundays in the first 6 rounds. I think it's not rolling. They'll just decide. I think they just plug it all. Like it's like half and then the next half. So it won't be like they release them slowly, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do you want us to go through it? Well, why don't we go through the fixtured rounds? And then that gives us something else to talk about when you run out of shit to say about the Dockers at round 15. All right, starting with this week, Sunday, Arvo, 3:50 p.m. Is that like, that's going to throw me off. I don't know about you.
Oh, man, it'd be pack some sunscreen, Juddy.
Oh, I'm in the shade. Don't you worry about that.
So we're going to probably lose.
Taking my nephew, who's 6, turning 7. And he's like, the only reason he's coming, not the other nephew, is because...
he's a Bombers fan, isn't he?
Well, they're fan, like his dad and stuff, Bombers fans. So he's like probably primarily Bomber, but likes the Dockers because of us. But then he also likes all the teams that are Cats. So he likes the Lions and the Tigers. So they're like, I guess we'll take him for the Lions game. And he was like debating what he should wear. So I don't know if I should wear like a tiny bit of Lions gear because I do like them or...
Just wear a Cat shirt.
Yeah, true.
It is a tough start to the season for us. Like, I'm not looking forward to playing Brizzy, and I'm not sure why we have to play him after they lose in round 0.
Well, let's, instead of talking about that game, because we should talk about the end, why don't we talk about opening round versus round 1? Thoughts?
I don't understand. Why do we have to drag out? So what do we play now? We play 25 rounds.
Well, yeah, like I guess because
we played 25 rounds and then we
round 24. Yeah, but then other teams have buys, so it's just just added an extra round when we already added an extra round last year.
But then we have 1 week off before the finals.
I don't know about that. Who knows? Yeah, I guess.
And then we go 4. So it's 29 week competition.
Yeah, I guess pretty sick for us, but. Not so good on the podcasting. Yeah, pretty sick of our voice. But what's the point of making it a separate round? Like, why not just have a split round?
Like,
do you know what I mean? Why not just start last week? Like, why couldn't round 1 have just been last week and all those games are like the Friday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night? Sunday late game or whatever. You know what I mean? Like they could have all been the prime time games.
But they played every game outside of so it was obviously every game was in New South Wales or Queensland.
Yeah. in rugby league territory.
So is it because those guys were all hungover from Las Vegas? The AFL,
because
like,
they were
mate.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
Because like, well,
they weren't going to play any NRL, so they went there to try and get some local crowd.
Yeah, I'd seen GWS. Man, Collingwood would have been like, what? They're like, Craig must have been like, this isn't preseason. They're like, well, why are we in Sydney? Like, no, yeah. this is, we need to win this one. This is worth 4 points. Like, yeah. No, it's not. We
no,
don't
it's
leave.
Not. Yeah, where's. We're not at the MCG. Big
I love
fan
the...
of how they lost. That was good. GWS looked good.
Yeah. People's First Stadium at Gold Coast. Good to see the Suns get up against Richmond. Yeah. But yeah, I just think it's a bit of a flop. And I don't know, these half rounds are going to be annoying. So how many bye rounds have we got? Or half, they're now like, well, half rounds.
I think what will happen is that those four teams, like...
How many times is Nat 5 going to have an opportunity?
Because there was four games. So those eight teams will end up like randomly having byes throughout. So there'll be a few weeks where there's only eight games or seven games.
Oh, yeah.
But like, what's the point? Just make it all round one and just have half and half or whatever. If you really are that worried about it only being those games. I just don't understand. And then also it means that we play Brisbane this week after a game. Also, they've lost like one of their best, most dynamic players in Kitty Coleman. And like that benefits us, but also they've all played a game already. Like that's pretty unfair. Surely they could do it so that next, like this week, all the teams that played last week play each other, and then from then on it doesn't matter, and then they can have their buys or whatever. So it's like, okay, Brisbane will play Carlton or whoever. You know what I mean? Like, just have them play the team that also played last week. Like, just flip those games over and then four play the other four.
The only teams that don't have that benefit. So, Collingwood, Sydney, Carlton, Richmond. So, they're playing their second game. But then, obviously, the other teams don't get that benefit. I just think the longer you drag out the season, I just think condensing it's the way to go. Like, you really want to be... Because... It's got to condense a little bit. I think it'll be more interesting.
I agree. And also the whole inequity of the draw will be solved, like literally solved, if they just shortened it and had 19 rounds, say, or whatever. So you play your rival twice, or 20 rounds, you play two rivals twice.
If anything was going to get extended, I will take a shorter home and away, and then like a longer wild card final system.
Yeah, sure. Giants off a steaming win play North Melbourne? North Melbourne $9.20 for that.
Hey, we'll get into punting later.
Oh, and also Suns and Adelaide. So Suns play Adelaide. Adelaide haven't played yet. Suns have. D's have played. Dogs haven't. So there's heaps of teams that are disadvantaged by this. Anyway, we've quickly been distracted from what you wanted to do.
Probably don't have time to go through the whole fiction.
Round two, we play North away. Surely we can beat them. Round three, we play Adelaide at home. Adelaide, I don't know. Carlton at home? Carlton in Adelaide. Who knows?
Carlton, the other round.
Port away, flog us. Derby, round six. If we lose a derby this year, flipping tables. I am flipping tables.
Flipping tables, throwing cousins.
Yeah. Dogs home, Richmond away on a Friday night. The key thing is all our Friday nights. I reckon we should talk about that. We play Friday night against Adelaide. I think that's Good Friday. And then we play Friday night against Sydney at home. And then we play Friday night against Collingwood at home. Pretty cool.
Yeah, the Collingwood one looks super exciting.
And then Friday night against Sydney.
Yeah.
Four Fridays. And then, yeah, and then after that. No, sorry, that Sydney one is a TBC.
Not great news, all the Friday night games. I reckon we need to slip under the radar at a 3:20 Sunday.
Yeah, that does worry me, to be fair.
See, look at this one. Perfect. 1 o'clock, Alice Springs versus Melbourne. We've got a good chance.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we want like 5,000 waffle fans there and it to be on a Sunday arvo, and then we're in.
Well, let's move to some more. You wanted to do, you didn't want to do predictions. I thought you might want to make some predictions.
I did want to do predictions. How many times can I send you what I wanted to do? And you not?
I've got it here. Would you want to do Brownlow Coleman and the Rising Star? What about
Dockers win loss, I reckon.
What about best worst? So for the Dockers, you think?
Yeah, like a best, Dockers best and fairest for sure.
Yeah, Dockers best. Dockers probably who might be losing faith and going out, and then like a not so much a Rising Star, but biggest improver.
Yeah, sounds good.
Who you got for best?
So best for the Dockers, do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, just as particularly.
In, as in our Doig medalist?
Yeah, do a Doig and then do a Brownlow.
So Doig, I think it'd be very hard to go past Sarong.
Yeah.
Who All-Australian last year. Did he win it last year? I can't remember. Surely he did. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I'm going to go... Right.
2023 Doig medalist. I reckon it would be Sarong. But anyway. Yeah, Sarong. who are you going to go?
Luke Ryan?
Yeah, possibly. That's not bad. Should I record these?
Yeah, record them. And then for Brownlow, I'm Bontempelli.
Ooh, I like that.
Write them down and we'll see if we can multi them, and then that way we'll remember.
Yeah. Monkey, Doig. How's when I write Doig, it wants to write Doing, which is like... Is that a word or? Brownlow. I'm going to go. So you're going to say the Bont.
Yep.
So Dacos is the obvious answer for the Brownlow. But I think Sydney are going to be really good. Ooh, I do like Errol. Maybe I'll put Errol. Errol Goulden.
I think Dacos will struggle from getting noticed too much now. I reckon he was just...
Hopefully. That was bullshit last year. It's like people talking about him too much. I love when a $2 Brownlow favourite doesn't win. It's like the best.
Fringe players that might be on the way out, losing faith, you've given up on. Maybe who you think might be...
At the Dockers?
Yeah.
Fucking how much time you got? Well, look, I reckon I'll name a few off the top of my head, but Ethan Hughes has to be a backup. Like, he has to be only coming in when we're battling. Banners, it's the other one, needs to just be coming in when we've got no one. Tabs. Then guys like Aish. Like, I don't know what Aish adds at the moment.
Yeah.
Even Will Brody, like, with these young mids that we've got in, I don't know what Will Brody adds, and even O'Meara, unfortunately.
Yeah. The only one I'll add to that mix is maybe Sturt.
Sturt's another one. Well, look, the other one I'm really, really worried about is, and he was in my worried by section because you haven't been following the the pro forma that I sent you, but Chappie. Fucking Chappie keeps getting injured, man, and I love the guy.
Yeah.
He went to Qatar, apparently, for his hammy. Like went to Qatar to see some hamstring specialist. I was like, I'm pretty sure, because I've been to Qatar, it is 12 hours or 11 hours or something. It's like, I'm pretty sure 24 hours on a plane would be worse for your hammy than whatever that guy could tell you. Have you ever been on a plane with a sore hammy? It doesn't make it any better.
We'll add him to our worry list.
Yeah. Who are you excited by in the Dockers this year?
Hayden Young and a miss is probably...
Yeah, big time. They are two at the moment. Young in the midfield?
Yeah, I think Young can take that next step where he probably becomes influential in games, which is exciting. Like, it's not just getting, you know, he's probably can turn games, I think, this year, which would be exciting to watch.
You know who I'm a little bit excited by, a little bit like flashback, is Fifey, man.
Oh.
Fife back in his old role, just basically filling in for Mundy. Just the new Mundy. Just let him be the Mundy role, but except not silky and very sloppy, but just like a big body in the mids will get it done when it needs to. Very excited for that. Also, Cooper Simpson. Have you been watching much of him?
No.
You been watching any footy?
No, definitely
not. Cooper Simpson's he was our first draft pick. I think he was pick 30-something. He is a skillful half-forward / midfielder that has pace and kicks goals and has goal nous and is just quite silky. Like, he looks like the sort of person that would be at home in the Hawthorn 2013 to 15 team.
Yeah.
And somehow we picked this guy up.
I think we took him. He wasn't that low, though. Like, he was mid-30s. 30.
Yeah. Because that was our first pick.
Yep. No, I think there's some other guys that will be fun to watch. Like, it'd be good to watch O'Driscoll and Walker and see how those guys progress this year. I'm a bit disappointed that we don't get to watch Schultzy. He'll definitely be someone that I'll miss this year. I think he's going to relish if he gets the opportunity and chance over there at Collingwood.
Yeah. Good on him. Yeah. I like him.
Oh, I think the... Yeah,
what a legend. I'd be real flat if anyone boos him or does anything weird. Like, that's... It's like such a...
Oh, Jordan Clark's probably another worry for me.
Are you worried by him? He's had a good preseason, man.
Makes me
nervous. Why are you worried? You haven't watched any preseason, so is that why you're worried?
I just...
Busted.
I reckon he's just, yeah, I don't know. Makes me a little bit worried.
Well, it's a bit of a side note. So, because I used to live in Brisbane, I have this badge, name badge. It just has Matt on it, and it had the Queensland Health logo on it. So, wearing that to work is a bit weird now that I work in Perth. So, I put a little, like, it's from the
Dockers logo?
Well, it's from the Dockers membership sticker from last year. And it's just like the three little chevrons, but the Indigenous one. And so it just looks like three little Indigenous Vs. But people that watch footy would be like, oh, yeah, that's Dockers. And so I put that over the logo. So I just rolled that around at work. And I went in to see someone, and the nurse in there was like, oh, Dockers man, hey. And it turns out he was a Demons fan, and they just played last Thursday. And they'd kicked like 8 goals, 17 or whatever Dockers normally kick. And basically for like 5 minutes, we just spoke about how both our teams stink at kicking goals. It was quite good. Breaking down barriers. Poor accuracy.
They supply you a name tag?
I'm sure, but they haven't yet. So I'm just using my old one.
Can't they just get it stitched on your uniform that says Matt?
You use like generic uniform. Like scrubs.
No, that's a scrub boy. You can go to your segment Neurogent. You can go to your pro forma and pick whatever you want, mate, wherever you want to head with this.
Ooh. All right, do you want to do that? All right, Brownlow, we've done. I do want to talk about one thing, and it is, I sent you the video. It was George Hewitt and Lachie Neale. Like, George Hewitt last week went to like forearm Lachie Neale, and he raised his arm and it like slid up and hit him in the neck, and then Lachie Neale punched him in the guts. And I was like, if either of those guys were wearing purple, that would be instant 2-week suspension. But they both got a fine.
Excuse me. It'll be very interesting again how they like flippy floppy through this year of tribunal. I mean, has Angus Brayshaw retiring?
If I was all of those people that want to sue the AFL would just be rubbing their hands together. They're like, they could not be giving us more ammo if they tried.
It just makes, like, if you either it's out of the game or you're out of the game. Like, it's just, you cannot knock players out. It doesn't matter. Like,
well, I think if I was the AFL.
Remember when Toby Green started getting suspended for, you know, he used to jump and like kick players?
Kicking, yeah.
And guess what? He got suspended. And guess what? He doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah. If I was the AFL and I was like, how do we make our tribunal system actually prevent these things from happening? Number one fucking step's going to be taking ex meathead players off the tribunal. Like, why does it have to be ex players? It'd be like saying, oh, for the drug you know, sentencing things. We need ex-drug dealers to be on the sentencing like committee. It's like, no. We don't need ex-players. Like, ex-players don't know the rules and how to apply them. Like, it needs to be fucking like lawyers and doctors and shit, surely.
I don't even reckon you need to go that far.
Independent people. I don't know. Well, why is it ex-players? Why do ex-players sit on the tribunal? Like, it's wild. And that never gets spoken about either.
It's just, if you knock someone out, like, it would have to be so accidental for you. It would just have to be, like, the most random thing to have any consideration of. But if you knock someone out and they're concussed, it's like, see you later. Like,
well, that's just the thing. Like, if two people just clash, no one is ever like that. That's never going to leave the game. That's just contact sport. But when you run in to bump and then half of social media is like, well, clearly he couldn't do anything there. That hit, the other guy should have done X, Y, Z. And then the other half's like, that guy should go to jail for life. You realize that basically people just talk in their own self-interest. And we can't listen to public opinion.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
The Trump grabbing by the pussy thing literally reminds me of that.
It's just like someone's on Facebook drawing collisions with Microsoft Paint, showing frame by frame how they moved.
That was the Brayshaw gaff thing when they were like, well, see, he ducked like the level here. And it's like, well, he didn't duck. He is entitled to do whatever he wants and not have a fist come at his face. That's what he's entitled to do.
Knock everyone out that ducks.
Yeah. Wild. Anyway. So, all right. Who do you think will start with maybe the big improvers? What team will be the best improver this year? You can say Dockers as well. Like, we're not far off being that in my mind. We finished, 13th last year?
Yeah, and I think what were we, one or two games outside the eight, so there wasn't much improvement needed, and we definitely dropped some that...
North Melbourne, round two.
That were gettable.
St Kilda, round one.
That's a tough one. I think there's just going to be a lot of teams going to steady improve. Like, I just think that middle chunk of teams will continue to get good. Like,
agreed.
Like Bulldogs, Swans, St Kilda, I still think... Richmond will be able to win some games. I haven't.
Nope. Richmond are going to be shit. Richmond are my big losers, man.
I think Port Adelaide will also.
Port should be good again. Like, why will Port be bad? They play all those games at home and they're pretty good still. I think I agree with you. Okay, we'll get rid of big improvers and losers. But I think the comment is that from like maybe first or second, like even as high as that, down to 12th might be pretty close.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think Collingwood's going to be that many streets ahead. Sydney will be good this year, I reckon. I can see Sydney being quite good. I can see Melbourne slipping. I can see Richmond slipping, unfortunately. Fuck Richmond.
But if you were to sit here and say, right, who's in your bottom six?
Eagles.
Yep.
Richmond.
Yeah,
North Melbourne, but like North might climb a little bit, but I can't see them winning too many games. Hawthorn.
Yep.
And then beyond that bottom four, it gets tricky.
That's where,
Gold Coast, who are perennially there, might... This would be a cool season for Gold Coast to make finals. But I also am going to be pretty happy if they don't, and then everyone's like, oh, okay, so Hardwick isn't the answer to everything.
No.
It's like when Clarko went to North Melbourne and they still came second last by percentage or whatever. It's like, cool.
I think teams that finish between 6th to 12th, when those teams play one another, if you flip the results of those games, it'll have a huge impact.
They're the games we need to win, the 6 to 12 on the ladder games. That's how we make
finals. Might as well shit the bed and lose a derby here and there, you know? And then...
Well, if you're going to lose, you may as well lose to fucking the top four. Like, what's the point of pushing the top four to, like, a goal, like we did to Brisbane last year, and then losing to North Melbourne by also less than a goal? Like, there's no point to that.
Twice to North?
No, we only played them once.
Hmm.
But yeah, pretty frustrating. Who do you reckon will make the grand final?
I think it'll be Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Brizzy will get in there, and then not sure. I don't know. I don't know about Collingwood. I think there's a lot of players there that are playing out of their skin.
I'm going to say Sydney. I reckon Sydney will make it. I'm big on Sydney. Maybe I listen too much to Xavier Ellis. All right. What do you reckon? Oh, Coleman medalist? Don't know any players.
I'll go Toby Green.
Cool. That's pretty good. I'm going to say...
You know, on Sportsbet, they've got us in the bottom six. Dockers coming. Yeah.
What about Dockers win-loss? What do you reckon?
I would hope to be over... Well, let's see how many rounds we got this year. 14?
No, it's the same amount of games. 20, it's 23.
14.
You're going to say 14? We're going to win 14 games.
Yeah.
That's Why? Wild. If we win 14 games, I will need new pants.
Don't go back to last year's.
We won 10 last year.
Yeah. I'm going to be bold here.
I'm going to say 12. I reckon we'll win more games, but we won't make finals necessarily, or be around finals. It's going to be tough for us to make finals this year. And I reckon this isn't necessarily our window year, but we just have to show some improvement and not be fucking shit.
What'd you go with? 10, 12.
12. 10 we won last 12. Year in a terrible year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, yeah, I think, well, that's where, I think between, I think 12 to 14.
If we won 12 to 14, I'd be pretty happy. 14 would mean we finished like fifth or sixth or something, probably. Like, that's a huge season. I'm pretty sure we won 13 or 14 when we made finals in 2022.
I'm going to go 14.
Yeah, lock you in. All right. They are all recorded. And they'll be the first thing that I see every time I open my little notes thing.
Send them all to me, and I'll figure out how to multi them, and then I'll see them forever in my Sportsbet account.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably the best way to get you to remember shit. All right, a couple of things. This is just a quick fire. I want you to just answer. It's not like a quiz. This is just stuff that comes up every year about what we should do about it. And like every year they'll be like, what should we do about this thing? The first one, like you'll get it once I do the first one. So the first one is, what time will the grand final start? Oh. You know, they're like 2:30 is the traditional, and people are like, why don't we have a twilight game? Why don't we have a night game? And everyone's like, no.
It'll start at 2:30, but it should be a twilight game.
Twilight, I agree. Good call. What about the MCG hosting the grand final every year, regardless of any other plans? This only comes up outside of Victoria.
Every second year it should travel every second year.
I've heard that's a good idea. So it goes MCG Perth, MCG Adelaide, MCG Brisbane, MCG Sydney, MCG Perth.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, it's good.
Brisbane's getting like a $50 million billion upgrade as well. So
they're not anymore. Gabba's not changing. It's been binned. Weird, hey? So what do you reckon about the pre-finals by the week of final, the week off between round 20, whatever, and finals?
I think you need to move it to, if you're going to have a week off in the finals, pre-grandy.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And then that gets rid of the whole MCG thing.
Yeah, 100%. If you're going to play it every year at that stadium, yeah, week off before.
What about the bounce? Bouncing the ball to start. You know my fucking thoughts about this. You know my fucking thoughts about this. What?
If you're going to, I reckon, if you're going to continue.
Me personally, I'm going to keep talking about it.
If you're going to continue to bounce it, stop fucking re-throwing it. Just if you're going to bounce it, it's going to do stupid stuff, then just let it do stupid stuff and play the game. Like
I agree.
Or if you want it to go perfectly up and not
throw
be
the
side,
fucking thing up,
then throw the thing. But if you want the disparity of bouncing it, then have the disparity.
Exactly. I agree. 100% agree. And it would also, a shit bounce clears the center circle better than a ruck tap. Like, you know when it goes like twang, like that cleared the, that's a clearance. The umpire should get stats on clearances. Also, I saw a thing that Razor Ray's like back sore or something, and so he's allowed to throw it up and keep umpiring. It's like, hey, maybe we should do this for fucking everyone and have them all throw it up, and then no one's back gets sore slash the game looks better.
Anyway. Mate, they paid these in local footy here. They used to pay backpackers and stuff to run the boundary for league games.
Oh, you were saying, yeah. Throwing the ball in, like explaining to them how to throw it in.
Mate, like ball go out, they just blow the whistle and they're like, yeah, it's gone out. And they're like, throw it in. And they just grab and just like peg throw it in as if someone, as if it's like someone else is going to kick
Tom
it.
Brady,
like, no,
Tom Brady
to,
style.
Yeah, they would just, they just like throw it at everyone standing there. And they're like, well, I'm throwing it in. Be like a French guy. He's like, you say throw it in. I threw it in.
That's
man,
big.
Get him in. I reckon if do chaos every third centre bounce, like they've got to spin around on the spot five times and then try bounce it.
Is that like, yeah, that would be pretty good. Then that might go like through for a rush behind every now and then.
Just do a chaos centre bounce, just every third one. Just, yeah, make him dizzy or something. And the AFL umpire just got to slam it in.
Have you got any? Okay. Yeah, I got heaps more. Red cards in the AFL? Thoughts?
100%.
Or a sin bin?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I think they just need, and this is what I've heard recently, just have, like, the umpires don't decide. So the arc over the next 5 minutes will go and have a look at it and go, yeah, man, that's a red card. And then they wire through. The umpire goes, yeah, man, you're off. Sorry, you've been sin-binned or whatever. As long as the umpires on the field don't make the decision, because they are like renowned for making the wrong decision, particularly for something so important. I agree. What's the point? Not. It's apparently the AFL is the only level of footy that doesn't have some sort of send-off system. And it happens like not that often. Like the bumps that happen aren't necessarily send-offs. I don't know.
Yeah. If you've got two players being held shit and like jumper punching and just like dancing on the wing, just be like, both is off. Like, just start doing it. And then guess what? It won't happen anymore. Like, you
ice
won't have
hockey
two
style, they both go off. It's like fighting.
Oh.
About 5 minutes.
They just, the little like niggly stuff just drives me insane. It's like, you're just like in front of everyone, just dancing around, looking all tough, but you just like, but if you just bend them, it just get rid of it. It just seems pointless.
Yeah, I agree. What about bye rounds in general? What should they do with them? Because last year's was shit. 3 weeks of three games a week or whatever. Just one bye round. I reckon just miss like June 20th or whatever, just no games.
Slug it out in the fixtured season. So just be like a condensed, like, got to make finals, and finals is, and this year particularly, like, you'll have a large chunk of quality teams just missing the eight. Mm. I reckon throw in, be like, first round of the finals is, you know, wild card, and there's just a Friday, Saturday night game.
Yeah.
And, like,
I would that as an option. It'd be cool.
My preference would be to see the season go that way, and it's like, right, well, you're playing home and away to get there, and then there's your run to the grandy. So
rather than any bye rounds.
It's like a postseason.
Or just have a bye round where no games are played.
Because
I think AFL, another inequality thing is teams off a bye playing a team that isn't off a bye, like, which is what's happening this week. Like, stop that. You should have...
Geelong, remember when Geelong were held bad off the bye?
Yeah, terrible. But that's fine if everyone else is off a bye. But like the whole system over the last few years has been like, you're playing these teams off a bye that you weren't on a bye. And it's like, it's just chaos.
What Thursday, roster would they be on? They're on like 8 weeks on one weekend.
The swing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, like, Fifey, what's your swing? Oh, 8-1.
Oh, yeah. What about games on public holidays, particularly like Anzac Day, Easter, all those sort of things? I like
So
it.
they, yeah, are they doing Good Friday?
They are. We're playing on it.
Can you buy alcohol?
Fuck yeah, man. Fish only,
Yeah.
probably. Which is the
It's
weirdest
just
rule. Like, everyone's
fish
getting blind at
fingers.
the footy on this like religious holiday, but they're like, oh, you can't eat red meat though, because somewhere there's some rule that. Yeah, anyway,
Oh.
I think that's fun. I think that's like the weirdest thing, how they just pick one thing to follow, but they don't follow the rest of the things with the religious holiday.
What about the Olympics in Paris? Is or the Olympics here in Paris, the venues are all alcohol free.
I did hear that. Why is that?
I was like, I'm not going.
Because Duck
It's...
and your brother are going.
Yeah, and I was
Yeah?
like, it's
Yeah.
alcohol free. Yeah, I found that out with him. He's like, oh man, that sucks. I
Fuck,
was
man.
like,
How many beers? How many beers can you have on the 100-meter sprint, though? Like, to be fair, 100-beer sprint, maybe.
because I was like that. I was like, that'd be pretty sweet. Like watching athletics, few beers, but
Nope,
nah.
no
I was like,
beers.
rrr, rrr. Maybe because they can't figure out. Because like three quarter time, you stop serving, and then like
No.
athletics are like, they're like, oh, would you stop it at shot put or like.
Yeah. When do we stop it? Three quarters of the way through the 100-meter sprint, they're like, "Hey, no
It
more
was like,
beers.
hey, last
Give
25.
me that back, mate." If this was held at Optus, you'd just be fucking waiting for the beers to be poured. You'd miss
Oh.
the whole race. What do you think about Thursday night matches?
I reckon Thursday is awesome. I
Yeah,
reckon
agreed.
Thursday, Friday is, yeah, think it's fantastic.
Good. This is more a me thing rather than something they talk about in the AFL a lot, but the goal reviews. Do they
Think
help
review
or
every
do they hinder?
just review everything in the last 5 minutes of a close match or
I
like
agree. That's a good point, actually. What about like the NFL have this thing called everything gets reviewed within the last 2 minutes. So you don't have to
yeah.
use your challenges and things. Because it's like, they're like, well, like it'll just automatically get, they call it a booth review. It just means it gets reviewed and they make sure that there's actually a turnover, a touchdown, or whatever. Imagine if in the
Yeah,
last 2 minutes, like against North Melbourne last year, they were like, is this out deliberate or is this out of bounds already or whatever?
just don't be calling for a review if it's like 50 points to, or just, yeah, just.
Yeah, so but that's the thing. Like, no one cares if there's if it's a close game, and in the last 2 minutes, they can just pause and review.
And mate, if you want to fix it, stop showing it on, just don't show it on TV. Don't show it on the
Yeah,
broadcast.
don't let the
Don't
fans see.
let the fans see. Just do your Nokia 3300 recording and just watch it by yourself and then make your decision.
No, very good. The other ones I had were things like mid-season rule changes, which I think are always funny, but they're still going to happen. I don't think we have any control over them. Now, we had a few people
Oh, I have a few comments for you.
on Dork Talk, exactly, which I'll throw to you right now. Maxi Phillips, who is one of the OG. Semi OG
Yep.
Max, tell us if you used to listen on YouTube, which would be pretty funny. But he said thoughts on the concept of opening round. I feel like we've covered that probably. But thanks for your question, Max. And then Jack CJ, we've got Rosie and Jack CJ, which is always good. They're probably the OG OGs. Jack said, would the MRO work better if the punishment was seconds of being tased? Mate, I reckon they
If
should
not,
run that with Tabs. Tabs, if he does something dumb, he gets a tase, just like we're training a dog. And then Rosie said, it may have stumped Luke Jackson, but would you rather fight one Sean Darcy-sized chicken or 10
oh,
chicken-sized Sean Darcys? I reckon 10 chicken Sean Darcys. Just kick him. Mate, you can just kick him away.
yeah, you'd need more chicken-sized Sean Darcy's.
10, yeah, 10's not enough. If there was like 40, I'd be getting pretty worried.
They still got their knee strapped,
Yeah.
just hobbling around.
Well, 20 of them are off with injury, so it's fine. Like
Come
you
here.
only verse in half of them.
Come here, Jetty.
Anyway, Don't kick me in the knee.
Tell you what, if you get that one big chicken, though, it's going to be heaps of dinners.
Oh, I agree. So punting wise, what are you going to get on this week? So what we were thinking was for the punting is the best Dockers bet. So we each get $10 or whatever. The best Dockers bet you can come up with. I had one, and it's to do with disposals, and it's to do with my main man. Oh, fuck. Luke Jackson is... Will Luke Jackson get 20
your
touches?
Your best bet every week will be like, do I miss three or more?
Nah.
Who are you getting on
He's
your membership card
enough.
This year? Who's on the membership card this year?
You don't get one anymore, man.
Oh,
I'd probably go Switter or someone though, or Chappy.
The password,
probably. Yeah, exactly. The password. Probably Switter. Chappy. The reason he keeps doing a hammy is because I want him on my membership card, and it's just cursing him that way. So what are you thinking for your best bet?
First game. I don't know. It's tough. Possibly someone like Swakowski could kick two or more. I just seen that. That was paying like $5. Like, he could bob up and get some goals in a Brisbane game, I think. I just think even
Switter.
Paying two.
Yeah.
Us paying 262 for the win. There's some value in that. It's a big, big home game opening season. There'll be a lot of reason to get up and about. I think Brizzy at $1.50 is pretty short. I think it's a lot closer than 262 plays $1.50, to be honest.
What about this? I'm going to go Fife to get 30 touches, 375.
Yeah. See, if that's paying 375, that makes Swakowski kicking two or more at $5 seem a lot better. Because I don't think he's getting 30 touches.
Yeah, mate. Well, that's why you're not winning any money. I'm going to get him five.
That he's
Fife put
in
the
last...
team on his back. Mates with Neil. He's probably going to fucking palm Neil out of the way.
Last five games, his highest possession game was 20 disposals.
Yeah, but have you seen in preseason? He's been getting 20 in the first, like, 15 minutes of the game. And then he goes off, like, for a rest. But he's on.
No, I hope so. We'll multi up a lot of our predictions.
Please do. The other one that you should definitely get on, if you haven't, is the Eagles Port line is 45 points. If the Eagles don't lose by 95 points, Port have had a loss. Like, Port should lose points.
Can you make your own line?
Yeah, can.
Yeah, double your money there, eh?
That's literally, everyone should get on that. 45 points is a silly line. But they are normally right. But also take advantage of them when you can. If it was 60, I'd be like, yeah, fair. Like, it'd probably be about 60 or 70. All right. What about this week, mate? Oh, you know what I was watching? Maybe 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago? They had... Freo on Instagram uploaded the videos of Sonny doing cool things against the Lions, and on it was the one where in 2019
I hit the post,
yeah, but like after the siren to win the game. I remember watching that sitting on the floor in front of the couch because I was like, I couldn't sit on the couch, I had to be like closer to the TV. That's pretty sick. That was a good game. That was when Sonny, like, back-to-back kicked the winning goal. I think the previous week he kicked a late goal to put us up. And then that week he kicked the goal after the siren.
Against Collingwood.
It was Collingwood, yes, correct. Ice in his veins, that kid.
Yeah. Oh, this week's just it's an awesome opportunity to kick off the season. And I think it's going to be... Oh. I think it's going to be very close. Hopefully we kind of set the tone It's going to just be now that Brisbane are looking at this, they're not going to go 0-2 is where my gut feeling is, unfortunately. But we've got every reason right to throw the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah, and look, the pressure's on them, to be fair. So they've lost by a point in like sort of close circumstances. They now have to travel. They probably feel a bit hard done by. Like that, yeah. They're expected to beat us. We're coming off a non-final season. They're coming off a lost grand final. Like, fuck, man. This is the sort of thing that we'd normally roll in, and I'd be very nervous if I was Brisbane. I'd be like, oh, shit, here we go. This is a bed-shitting opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
And if we lose by 30 points, no one's going to think twice. But the pressure is on them to make that happen. Like, and we might come out and fucking be ready to go. And like I say, they've lost one of their good halfbacks. It's very creative. So definitely, I'm definitely feeling better about it than I was a week ago.
Oh, look, we need to just be, if Brisbane are up and about and we're competitive with them, and they're looking at being a top four side. They've come off a loss. We just can't let them come over here and walk all over us. We need to be up for the fight. And even it's not all about getting 4 points, but it's going to set the tone being like, well, this is a standard. We're good enough to roll with.
To be competitive for, yeah. But also, I reckon this game's like, I'd put it like 60-40. Yeah, as much as I feel like Brisbane should win, I'm like, I'm not writing us off.
I don't think $1.50 is a good representation of where I think that should probably go up a little bit, in my opinion. I think that's a little bit unfair. But yeah, hopefully we just come out and throw the kitchen sink at them. Like,
yes. Yeah. And what's to lose? Like, let's just give him a nudge. Get the crowd involved, get up and about, get Sunny kicking goals, get Tabs
should
kicking
be
a few goals.
Very excited. I don't think that's going to happen.
Neither. All right, mate. Good first ep, hey?
Yeah, awesome to be back. Hope people hung around. If you listen to YouTube, don't be ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, let us know. Hit us up. We're pretty good at replying, to be fair.
Let's make sure, you know, Leone, get in. Let us know you're still on board. We're getting around it this year.
Let us know your bets, Leone. Get on the Eagles to lose by more than 45 points. That's a good way to double your money early. And we'll go from there. All right. Talk to you after the weekend, mate.
Cheers, bud.
See ya.